This morning, we will continue with our series on healthy family. Today, we'll be concentrating more on the way it was recorded by Luke, the Gospel. Last week, we did, Ian explained to us about how Mark and Matthew explained the call, which till today, Jesus is still calling us to come and follow him. The account of Luke is a bit similar to the way Matthew and Mark recorded their own accounts, but the only thing that Luke added something today, which we'll be looking at, which is about one of the healthy habits that we as Christians will always like to be involved in, and that is listening to the Word of God. So, in a healthy family, as we demonstrated in the little drama which my children did, everyone brings their gift, no matter how little it is, no matter how big. Everyone is important. Everyone is needed. No one is superior. No one is inferior. But only a unique part of that jigsaw puzzle. We cannot function on our own without other parts. In that jigsaw, everything comes into play. Like we can see when they were standing, when I removed one of them, the prayer, we couldn't understand what they were saying because it didn't make sense. Because everybody had to be involved in bringing in their uniqueness, their gift for the expansion of God's kingdom. And that is why when you look at me, you look at Ian, you look at Christoph, we don't look the same. Not the same height, not the same face, not the same color. But we are all working together. Okay, we are all young, I've just been told. But I can tell you, not the same age bracket. Yeah, but what we are doing is we are bringing the same thing into the work of God. I can never be as tall as Dexter. And he can never be as short as I am. And so we are all unique in our own way to do what God has called us. What is in your hand? What can you bring for the enrichment of the gospel of God? And that's what God is asking us today. Moses was complaining, oh God, the Egyptians, magicians are threatening me. They dropped their rod and it became a snake. What am I going to do? God said, what is in your hand? There is something God has deposited in you that you need to find out what it is and use it for his glory. And until we find that, until we discover that, we might be thinking, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not short enough. We are all needed. We need to discover what is in our hands. So in the place that we read this morning, Simon donated his boat for Jesus to preach from. So his boat became the pulpit that Jesus was standing and was preaching the gospel. That was a little gift that was used for the expansion of God's kingdom. So many of us have our skills. We have a lot of training that we have. It can be brought in to enrich the work of God here, to strengthen the core. Some of us have our good voices that we have rendered for the service of God. So whatever you have, please bring them in. We need them. We need them in the PCC. We need them in the children ministry. We need them in the cafe church. We need in different ways that you can help. In no distant time, we'll be having new people to coming into the PCC. If you think that you have something you can contribute to build up this church, to build up this community, to build up this family, please bring them in. We need you. So in a healthy family, everybody brings their gifts to strengthen the core, to strengthen the family. There is no competition. Everything is being done to the glory of God, and everyone is needed. Also, in the place that we read, we can also see that Jesus was much interested in the fishermen, because in the course of fishing, they have developed a lot of skill. A fisherman, through the art of fishing, will definitely learn to be patient, because it's not something you can just jump in and it works. Sometimes, as we saw in where we read, they can toil all night without anything. It doesn't mean they're going to go home and will not come back the next day. The next day, they will still come and carry on. And so they have developed these qualities of being patient, determination. They're strategic. They know the time. They don't fish in the daytime. They fish in the night, because that's the time they are more likely to catch many fishes. And so that's why the time they stayed all night. But in this occasion, so through the course of this work they are doing, they have been prepared for a work. And that was the talent that God saw in them, that he decided to come to them so that they will now use that to do the work of discipleship. Sometimes in the course of discipleship, it will look as if we have toiled all night. You can be in a place and you will preach for the next 10 years. In fact, instead of increasing, the number will be going down. And you can be discouraged. You can work in a church that when you look back, you said, I can't actually feel I can't feel anything. Or you go to a program, everybody's saying, oh, praise God, I could feel it, I could feel it, I could feel the sense of God. And you think, no, it doesn't apply to me. And you can feel discouraged. But in all this, I want you to know that behind the scene, God is at work. You might not see it now, but gradually, God is building up his own. So the work of discipleship is not an easy work. Most of the time, you can walk along with somebody for years, and you think, no, it's not happening. If it's not happening in your own eyes, there might still be a lot that God is doing inside that person. And so let's not be discouraged in the work that we are doing. Bring your gifts, bring your talents. They are all needed. In a healthy family, there's always a family altar. And that's what Jesus did by using that boat to preach, to speak to them, to warm their hearts. And it is by preaching that they were able to be linked up. Their hearts were warmed, and they were able to leave everything and to decide to follow him. If we have to eat once in a week, we will be malnourished. Most of the time, it's only kind of a Sunday thing, but we have 7 days in a week that we need to continue to build on, that we continue to strengthen ourselves, build up our spirit, that we can also be a blessing to those that are around us. And how can we do that? We can do that in so many ways. There are so many apps. This morning, Christoph was talking about the Bible guidelines that we can buy and make sure that every day we have a place to read, how we can be able to build ourselves spiritually. We have, there's one, my children are talking about Alexa. Most of us know Alexa. Alexa can read the Bible for you. Just call Alexa, read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. He will read it for you. So you have apps. You have so many things that you can use to enrich yourself so that you can be able to be a healthy heart and a healthy family. Family altar is very important, that we should find a time where the whole family can always have a time to pray, a time to read the Word of God. Because it is by doing that we build ourselves more, and we can be able to develop holy habits that will help us. And when we read the Word of God, we should also allow the Bible to read us. And how we will allow the Bible to read us is by opening ourselves to respond to what we are reading, to obey the Word of God. Because a healthy family will also obey the Word of God. Jesus said, launch out into the deep. And he was telling professional fishermen, trying to teach them how to fish. And I'm sure they would have said, where are you coming from? You are a novice. You don't know anything about fishing. We have been here all night, and you are the one telling us to launch into the deep. It's not possible. One, it's their time. Two, we are using the wrong net. People who do fishing, we know that you don't use the same type of net to fish at night. You have different type of nets which you can use to fish at night. It's not the same one you use to fish at night that you can use in the daytime. Because I have been a little bit part of that. That's a little bit of skills you will learn when you are fishing. So for them, they were at all odds. Wrong net, wrong time. And they have done it all night, so what's the difference? But when they obeyed, Peter said, but at your word, I will launch out. And that made a big difference. That made a big difference. You can have PhD in fishing, but until Jesus is involved, nothing happens. You can toil all night. You think you have the skill. You think you have the talent. But unless you have given Jesus the rightful place in that thing you are doing, there will continue to be toil, struggle. But when he comes, there will be a big difference. He opens up everything because the earth is his and the fullness thereof. There is nothing he cannot do. Jesus expects us to come in our area of vulnerability with our openness. Peter said, depart from me. Oh, please, 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 go, 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 go. Now I've realized who you are. I'm a sinner. Go. And Jesus loved that sincerity. Sometimes we have to come the way we are. Come without our fear, without our anxiety, without our weakness. Because the Bible said, by strength shall no man prevail. You cannot prevail by your own strength. It is when you have released yourself to God, expose yourself, throw it open to him, and say, look, I'm a sinner. I'm not worthy even to be standing here to be preaching this word. Please fear me. I'm empty. You know how you enjoy food when you're hungry? When you are full and somebody, you know, when I was in Nigeria, they keep on, oh, by the time I finish food, another one is coming. I said, no. They said, no, you have to eat. Because I said, no. You couldn't enjoy it. But when you are hungry, you are really hungry. Yeah, that's the time you enjoy the food. That's how it is with us coming to God. We need to come to God empty ourselves so that he can fill us to the full. We should come with our sincerity. We should come with our brokenness. There is nothing to hide because he knows everything. And so, people of God, this morning, as we look up unto God, looking up to him to help us to form a healthy family, let us realize that we are all important before God, that there is a lot that we can bring to him, and that whatever we bring to him will be useful for his service. Amen.